And the war in Ukraine is sparing no sector of society. Civilians, children and aid workers have been among the casualties. United Nations agencies are in Ukraine to bring food and medicines. Another who's about to join the relief effort is New Zealander Mike Searight, who founded the humanitarian organisation Relief Aid. Well, tonight he's in the Romanian capital, Bucharest, and he's soon to head into Ukraine on his own. He's with us now. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Karen. Great to talk to you again.
And you, what time is it there?
It's just before lunch, so pretty respectable time to be talking to you, actually, so thank you.
How are you feeling? Are you worried about going into Ukraine on your own?
No, I've been quite lucky to connect with a number of individuals inside Ukraine, volunteers predominantly, who have been providing really great advice and support in terms of operating, getting into the country, and then helping us determine what we're going to do, what Relief Aid is going to do in terms of helping the people of Ukraine. So, there's always a little bit of nerves when you're going into a new country. I've never been to Ukraine before, but thanks to some great people that we're meeting, it's going to be, touch wood, comparatively smooth sailing, at least the entry, if not the work itself.
Yes, from talking to you in the past, I understand how you work is that you will get to wherever you're going and then you'll organise what aid is needed from, you know, like a headquarters, if you like.
Yeah, this is a really important part of how we operate, Karen. You can read reports, you can watch the news, and this will give you a sense of what's going on in the Ukraine and other conflict zones like Syria and Afghanistan. But nothing tells you more about what the real needs are without going there. So you have to turn up, see with your own eyes, determine, looking at what the situation on the ground is, what the needs are. And so this is an important part of how we operate. Go and look, go and see, and go and determine what is needed. And so this is what we're going to do in the next couple of days, and then start the actual aid operations soon after.
How will you identify yourself as an aid worker? Will you be wearing a vest of some kind?
At this stage, we don't believe where we're going to work is going to result in significant targeting of us. That's not to say in other parts of Ukraine, especially if you're looking at the east, this is not happening. So at this point, I think we're going to be relatively low profile, and this has its own benefits in itself. And won't be identifying specifically as an aid or humanitarian worker.
Yes, those three aid workers killed near Kyiv last weekend, so you have to be very extra careful, one would say. And especially your family back home, I know we've spoken about this before, a hard time for them as well, knowing that you're away and what you're doing.
I think certainly my children have got used to the fact that I disappear for relatively short, short notice and comparatively long periods of time. So I think hopefully they're not too worried. But what we do get concerned about are the families that we're there to support. And
of course.
And while while we're going to be operating from within the population, ourselves along with everyone around us are at equal risk. These are the people that are going to help us, and also the families that we're going to serve. So this is a risk that's shared by everyone. Families and aid workers alike. And
so logistically, Mike, in terms of the supplies that you might be able to gather together, what's top of your list?
Well, I think the first intervention we're looking at, we're moving some medical personnel out of Poland and into Western Ukraine. This is to look after families that are displaced and do not have access to medical care. So we call this sort of like a general GP practice type thing. We'll set up a room and this doctor will sit there and along with doing home visits, check that people are okay. So that's the first intervention, the first service that we'll be delivering, the first aid. The other thing we'll be looking at is it's obviously very cold in the Ukraine at the moment. Right now it's snowing outside. This is temperatures that are right across the Ukraine as well. We're going to be looking to provide sort of shelter and clothing that people need just to stay alive in these freezing temperatures. From there, frankly, we don't know the next step. We're going to evaluate the situation on the ground, look for support, donor support, get people behind us, and then expand our operations as we see the needs on the ground.
Is there anything we can do back home here in New Zealand?
Well, I think we see this with many conflicts. New Zealand and New Zealanders have to speak out against the war. This is the number one action I think that New Zealanders should take. If the fighting stops, then people will return home and they'll be safe. This, however, is unlikely to occur. So the next action is to support organisations like Relief Aid, who are on the ground, who are bringing humanitarian action and support to families that need it. And that way, collectively, we can make a big difference in the Ukraine and to the families of Ukraine.
And you're going in tomorrow?
Yeah, I leave here at somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning, travel to the border, which should get there around about 11 o'clock in the morning, and then another 6 or 7 hours from there into where we're going to base our new operations. So I'm expecting to be on the road something like 13 or 14 hours tomorrow.
Well, if we could, we would very much like to follow your journey into Ukraine and talk to you again when you set up base, if we could.
Absolutely, Karen. We're more than happy to share with New Zealand what's happening on the ground, share our experience of what's happening and the problems that families like our own are facing. This would be a great opportunity for us to show the world, to show New Zealand that we haven't forgotten about the families of Ukraine.
Safe journey, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Take care.
You too. That's New Zealander Mike Seawright from Relief Aid. He was talking to us in Bucharest.